here's a story from The World.
President Biden is in Mexico City for the two-day North American Leaders Summit. Last night, he was greeted by Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador at the capital's new airport. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau flew in today. On the agenda, immigration, gun and drug trafficking, and also energy. Ottawa and Washington have been battling Mexico over energy for the past year. Now, López Obrador says he has an environmentally friendly plan to set things right. Reporter Michael Fox has a story from Oaxaca, Mexico.
Just across the Arizona border lies the dry, hot northern Mexico state of Sonora. It's known for its abundant minerals, and it's more than 300 days a year of clear sky and sunshine. Prime real estate for something like a massive solar plant, or several of them. And that is what Mexico has planned. The Sonoran state governor Alfonso Durazo announced the project last May.
Se van a construir 240 hectáreas de paneles solares.
We're going to build 600 acres of solar panels with 279,000 total panels. And we'll also build an electricity substation, he said. That's just the first stage. Mexico is expected to inaugurate the project next month. Within a few years, officials say it will be generating a gigawatt of energy, roughly the output of a nuclear power plant. Once completed, it'll be the eighth largest solar plant in the world. President López Obrador says it's just the beginning.
Ya se comenzó a hacer una planta solar en Peñasco, y el propósito es reproducir.
We've already begun the solar plant in Puerto Peñasco, and the idea is to replicate it, make five plants, and at the same time run those electric lines to the border. He says Mexico could even supply energy to the United States. But there's a problem. These solar projects are to be run by Mexico's state-owned company, and that is at the heart of an energy dispute between Mexico and its northern neighbors, and central to the talks between López Obrador, Biden, and Trudeau. Last year, Mexico's Congress passed López Obrador's new energy plan, which in short prioritized largely coal-powered energy from the state electricity company, sidelining renewables and private and foreign energy firms. Mexican energy consultant Arturo Carranza says the move has been harshly criticized. Not only by opposition political parties, but also by private companies already involved in Mexico's electricity sector, he says. For them, this reform represented a change in the rules under which they had decided to bring their investments, he says. The U.S. and Canada have demanded that Mexico rescind the priority status of the state electricity company and treat all firms on equal ground. López Obrador says his government has a right to prioritize Mexican state companies. Last July, the U.S. and Canada filed a complaint against Mexico for breaking rules under the North American Free Trade Deal, USMCA. The agreement states that Mexico cannot prioritize state businesses over the private sector. They also accuse López Obrador of disincentivizing investment in clean energy.
El Plan Sonora es la respuesta del presidente López Obrador ante las críticas.
Energy consultant Carranza says the Sonora plan is Mexico's way of offering a carrot to the United States and Canada, a promise of clean energy. The plan would also include the extraction of lithium, in part for the U.S. microchip industry and car manufacturing. Analysts say it's a step in the right direction, but it only partially resolves the root of the energy conflict. Plus, says energy analyst Miriam Grunstein, it's not clear that Mexico could even get the full plan off the drawing board. As a Mexican, I would love it if Plan Sonora could generate, transform, drive, and supply 40% of the country with clean energy. But that's just a fantasy, she says. Even if Mexico could muster the funds to build the plants, Grunstein says, Mexico's electricity grid would have to be updated to carry the new load, something that Mexico is not investing in. University of Mexico energy professor Juan Carlos Moreno Brid says don't expect anything substantial from this week's summit.
Mi expectativa es que las declaraciones oficiales sean todas lindas, pero en la realidad, yo creo
there will be nice words for the public, he says. But behind the scenes, Canada and the United States are going to pressure Mexico hard to continue to change its energy policy. And that pressure may have an impact. Remember that Mexico imports roughly 70% of its natural gas, gasoline, and diesel from the United States, while the U.S. receives 80% of Mexico's exports. It is a huge driver of the Mexican economy. Moreno Brid says that means that the U.S. has huge leverage to force Mexico to eventually bring its energy policy into line, negotiating power that will likely eventually have an impact, with or without Plan Sonora. For The World, I'm Michael Fox.
From PRX.